We're here on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, seven lines down from the top. And we're studying the Mishnah, the statement of Shimon Achi Azariah, Shachton L'Shem Gavoa Mehem Ksherim, L'Shem Namach Mehem Psulim. Shimon Achi Azariah has a unique shita in Shalol L'Shma. Shalol L'Shma passes the Karban if it was a higher Karban that was shechted shalol lishma for a lower carbon, but not the reverse. Rav Ashi masne mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Acha brei de Rava masne mishmei de Rabbi Yanai. My taima de Shimon Achi Azariah. Why does Rav Shimon ben Achi Azariah insist on differentiating between L'Shem Namach Shem and L'Shem Gavoa Mihem? L'Shem Namach Shebahem is Pasul, L'Shem Gavoa Lehem is Kasher. And the answer is, the Yom Kra, the Pasuk of Ayikrach of Beis, says, V'lo Yechalu Es Kodshe B'nei Yisrael Eis Asher Yorimu L'Hashem. And the implication of this Pasuk is, Asher Yorimu L'Hashem, that there was some sort of plan to elevate the carbon. And the Mishnah says, V'lo yichalu, which means, Ein bo mishum chiyul. In such a case where the plan and the shalol l'shma was to elevate the carbon to a higher level, that does not mechalel the carbon. And this was the drasha of Shimon Achi Azariah, and he concluded that if a zevach was brought be Mura Mehem, with a makshava for a zevach, a different zevach that's Mura, that's Gavoa, that's on a high level of Kedusha, Ein Mischal. There's no chilul of the Kedusha Sakarban, there's no psul. But in the reverse case, that it was shechted by makshava for Namuch Mehem, for a zevach that's lower in Kedusha, Mischalim. So the Gemara is bothered by this, because that pasuk in Vayikrach of Beis, V'lo Yechalu Es Kodshe B'nei Yisrael Eis Asher Yorimu L'Hashem, seems in its context to have something to do with Truma, when it says Asher Yorimu L'Hashem. So the Gemara asks, V'hai L'Hachi Udiyasa, is the pasuk coming for this drasha about Shalol L'Shma V'Amiboyle L'Chid Shmuel? The Omer Shmuel, we need this pasuk to derive a halacha minayin li ochel asatevel shehu b'misa. If somebody eats tevel without hafroshes truma, he's chayv misa. Misa means misa b'dei shamayim in this context. Shenemar v'lo yechalu es kodshe b'nei Yisrael es asher yorimu l'Hashem. And yorimu means in the future tense they will be mafresh truma. Yorimu is the verb for truma. And what the pasuk is telling us is not that we have something that's already kadosh, like for example a karmon, and he's shechting it shalol l'shma, but rather the asidim litrom akosavos, something that will become kadosh. It's tevel right now. There's no truma, but truma will be taken down the line. And since it says here chilul, we're talking about tevel, and there's a chilul here which generates a chiv misa, and this is based on Gzeres Shavah, chilul, chilul, and truma. In the parsha of truma, it says umesu bo ki chaluluhu, and that's a case of someone who eats truma while he's tamei, a tamei shel chal truma, he's chayv misa b'dei shamayim. And here, in the context of tevel of asher yorimu liyasid, that truma will be taken in the future down the line, the Torah says, V'lo yichalu, and that same word chilul, as it's used in the case of umesu bo yichalu, tells us that by eating tevel, he's chayev misa b'dei shamayim. And therefore, we don't understand how it's possible for Shimon Achi Azariah to use this pasuk for kodshim. So the Gemara answers him, Cain, if the pasuk is only coming to teach us the din of Shimon Achi Azariah, lichtov kra asher hurmu, it should have said in the past tense, my asher yorimu. Why does it say v'loshen asid? In other words, the past tense would have been more appropriate in the context of Shimon Achi Azariah's understanding of Kodshim, it's already Hegdesh. Why does it say Asher Yorimu in Lashon Asid, Shema Minotarti? It's coming to teach you two things. In other words, a straightforward pshat in the pasuk is coming to teach you a psul kodshim of Shalol Lishma when it's namuch mehen, which is the flip side of Asher Yorimu. And that's Mechal the Kedusha. But then, since it says B'Lashon Asid Asher Yorimu, that indicates Echiv Miso Frachilas Peros Tevel. Okay. Having established now the source for Shimon Achi Azariah, the Gemara now goes on to analyze his Shita. What exactly is he saying? Because we know that sometimes Shalol Lishma is kosher, but yet it's not Ola Lebailim L'Shem Chova, so that when Shimon Achi Azariah is very upbeat about L'Shem Gavoa Shebahem, is he telling us that it's absolutely kosher? As if to say that Shalol Lishma element doesn't register at all? Boy Rab Zera, this is a suffix of Rab Zera. How do we understand the Shita of Shimon Achi Azariah in the case of Zvachim L'Shem Gavoa Mehem? When Shimon says Ksherim, does he mean it's okay, the Karman is kosher, but it's still Shalol Lishma, despite the fact that L'Shem Gavoa Mehem, and therefore V'ein Meratzim, meaning it's Ein Ola L'Bayil L'Shem Chov, and therefore there has to be a replacement Karman, even in the case of L'Shem Gavoa Mehem? And in that sense, Shimon Achi Azariah is identical with the Chachamim as far as L'Shem Gavoa Mehem, at least, that it's kosher v'eino meratzeh, kosher v'eino l'bayim l'shem chov v'chi polig. And the machlokes between Shimon Achi Azariah and the Chachamim is b'chad polig. There's only machlokes in the case of l'shem namuch mehem, whereas the Chachamim hold that even though it's l'shem namuch mehem, it's shalol l'shma, that's kosher v'eino meratzeh. Shimon Achi Azariah went even a step further and he said in such a case it's possible the carbon itself, the gufo, is not kosher at all. However, there's no machlokes in the kem l'shem gavoa in both the sheet of the Chachamim and that of Shimon Achi Azariah. It's kosher v'ne maratz, ain't all l'shem chovo. Oh, Dilma, shall we say no? That there's a double machlokes, that Shimon Achi Azariah holds that l'shem gavoa is not considered shalol l'shma, it's kosher v'af maratzin. Ubetarte pligi. It means that Shimon Achi Azariah is both a machmir and a mekil vis-a-vis the Chachamim. He's going to be a machmir in the case of L'Shem Namuch Shebahem. He's going to passel the korban where the Chachamim say it's kosher, but it's ain't all l'bayim l'shem chova. And yet at the same time, Shimon Achi Azariah is going to be a great mekil in the case of L'Shem Gavolahem because it's kosher umaratza, where the Chachamim would say that in all cases, even in the case of Shem Gavoa, it's Eino Marat. Omar Abaye V'Tema Rabbi Zrika. Here's a possibility to prove one way or the other about the Shita of Shimon Achi Azariah. And we're going now with a brisa that's going to support our first interpretation, that there's only a one-way machlokus, that in the case of L'Shem Gavoa, Shimon Achi Azariah did not go as far as to say that the carbon is old, L'Shem Choven, it's Meratzah, but rather it's kosher. And I mentioned before that it's a brisa, I stand corrected, it's our Mishnah actually, because our Mishnah says, HaBachar V'Maser Sheshachtam L'Shem Shlomim. Now, in the relationship between Shlomim and Maser, or Shlomim and Bechor, Shlomim is considered Gavoa Mihem, vis-a-vis Bechor and Maser. And we'll soon see why. What are the special, unique features of Hakrovas Shlomim, which go above and beyond Bechor and Maser? And now, the Mishnah says, Sherim. Why? Because it's L'Shem Gavoa Mihem. However, shlamim sheshachtan l'shem bechar or l'shem ma'aseh, which is namach mehem, psulim. Now, isal kedaita, if we're going to say that the word kosher in the context of Shimon Achi Azariah means that it's kosher meratzeh, because if it was shechtan l'shem gavor mehen, it's a perfectly good karmon. So how can you tell me that in the case of Bechar, L'shem Shlomim, kosher means that it's Meratzeh, the concept of Ritzui is totally inappropriate for Bechar. V'chi Bechar bar Ritzuyehu, there's no Ritzui in Bechar, because Bechar is simply a chiyuv. I mean, there is Zrikas Dam, but it's not a korban in the classical sense. It's brought l'shem kapara. Now, it's interesting that the Gemara focuses our attention on Bechar. Maybe Maser is not quoted here because Maser does have some sort of ritzui. And in fact, the Rambam in Hilchas Chagiga holds that Shalmei Chagiga boim af min a Maser. That means that Maser is Shaykh in your Ritzui. In other words, if you shechted Maser Shalol Shmo, is lo yotzi de chovas chagiga. But be that as it may, the Gemara analyzes the Lashon of Mishnah in the case of a Bechar that was shechted l'shem Shlomim, and it says kosher, that it must mean that's kosher without a Ritzui. Because the whole concept of Ritzui is inapplicable to Bechar. And therefore, Ella, we have no choice but to conclude that when the Mishnah, in the case of Bechar and Maser, that was Shechtel L'Shem Shlomim, says Ksherim, it means Ksherim V'Ein Meratzeh, because there is no Ritzu. So we now have a working definition of the word Kosher in this Mishnah. It means Kosher V'Ein Meratzeh. We'll be the Sefer Ksherim V'Ein Meratzeh. And in the case where we're dealing with in the Sefer of Bechar, the word kosher has been proven to mean kosher v'ein meratzeh, is reisha in the case of kodshim kalim, that was shechted l'shem kodshei kodshim, which is also l'shem gavor, nami, we're going to say the word ksheira means ksheira v'ein meratzeh. So the Sefer is going to shed a light on the reisha, and therefore comes out that according to Shimon Achi Azariah, if you shechted shalo l'shma for gavar mihem, then it means it's kosher, but there's no ritzui, and it's not all l'shem v'lebayim l'shem chova. And therefore we conclude that the machlokas between Shimon and the Chacham is a one-way machlokas, not a two-fold machlokas. They only argue in the case of l'shem namach shebahem, where Shimon Achi Azariah is very machmir, he says it's posel agamre, the Chacham says it's kosher v'ein ol l'bayim, but in the case of l'shem gavar mihem, both Shimon and the Rabbanan agree that it's kosher v'ein meratzeh. So the Gemara rejects this. No proof. Me the iria. Can you really prove anything? Hakin isa, hakin isa. In other words, the word kosher can mean one thing in the reisha and another thing in the seifa. In the reisha, it might mean that it's completely kosher because Kodshim Kalim was shechted for the sake of Kodshe Kodshim, but in the Seifa, when we say Kosher in the case of Bechar, it means Ksherim Velo V'Yenu Meratzim, because there is no Ritzui. In other words, Bechar, there is no Ritzui. But in the Reisha, which is talking about Kodshim Kalim, where there is an Inyan of Ritzui, that it makes sense to say that if it was Nichshat L'Shem Gavar for the sake of Kodshim Kodshim, then it would be kosher and it would be even Olo L'Shem Chova. So the Gemara says, Alamaika Mashmala. But now we have to look at the Sefer, the Mishnah, a little bit more closely and ask ourselves, what exactly is the Chiddush of the Mishnah in the Sefer? He says, Gavoa V'Nomo Kamashmalan. The Mishnah in the Reish has already told us that there's a difference between L'Shem Gavor and L'Shem Namach. Tanina, it says in the Mishnah, Ketzad Kodshe Kodshim Sheshachtu L'Shem Kodshim Kalim is Psulim. But Kodshim Kalim, that was Shechtu L'Shem Kodshe Kodshim, is Ksherim. So why did the Mishnah have to give us these specific examples of Bechor and Maser? Why bother with that when the Mishnah is quite clear, it's outspoken, we know the difference between L'shem Gavah and L'shem Nomach. And therefore we'd be more tempted to think that the Sefer of the Mishnah is coming to tell you that the word Ksherim means Ksherim V'yena Meratzim, and that's why the Mishnah invokes the case of Bechor and Maaser. And that is meant to shed a light on the Reisha, that Kodshim Kalim that was Shechted for the sake of Kodshi Kodshim is also Kosher but not Meratza. And the Diuk of Abai that we spoke about before is very much to the point. So Gemara says, no. You want to know why the Sefer was added? Why bother tell me anything about Bechor and Maaser? The answer is, well, the Tamar would have had a Havamin, if not for the Sefer. That Kodshi Kodshim Kodshim Kalim Hu De'ika. Gavah V'Namuk, you can separate in categorizing Gavah and Namuk, you have Kodshi Kodshim and Kodshim Kalim. But everything within Kodshi Kodshim is equal, and everything within Kodshim Kalim is equal. And therefore, Kalim V'Kalim, lo. That's not considered Gavah Michavero. In other words, there's no way of having substratas and different levels of Kedusha within Kodshim Kalim. So the Mishnah comes to tell, no, that even within Kodshim Kalim we have a hierarchy. We have different Madregas, different levels. We have Shlomim, which is up on the top, and we have Bechor Maaser, which is down on the bottom. The Gemara is not happy with that because of a Mishnah later on in Daf Pei Tes, Hanami Tanino. We also have a Mishnah later on that tells us this very Chiddush, because it says Shlomim Kodmin Es HaBechor, which it means if you have two Karbonos, and you don't know which one to be makariv first, what's the priority? What gets first shot? And the answer is Shlomim come before Bechor, Mipnei Shehein Teunin Matan Arba. And as we have something called Shtei Matan Shein Arba that applies to Shlomim. And not only that, Shlomim is very high powered because you have Smicha, you have Nesachim, you have Tenuvas Chaz V'Shok. These are all features that apply to Shlomim that don't apply to Bechor. Bechor is Ton only Matan Achas. And there's no Smicha, there's no Nesachim, there's no Tenufa. So the man says, Ha Ikar, Hahi Agrora Nozba. That the Ikar, the location for this Chiddush, that Shlomim is on a higher level of Bechor, is right here in our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah has to set up this Chiddush and present the Din that Bechor L'Shem Shlomim is kosher, whereas the opposite Shlomim L'Shem Bechor is possible. But the Mishnah later on Daf Pei Tes, that's already Agav Grora. That's only through the back door, so to speak. You know, he's telling you all the Dinim of Kedima, so he tells you the Dinim of Kedima of Shlomim over Bechor, or over Maaser. But that's not the Iker Chiddush. The Iker Chiddush to establish the hierarchy within Shlomim is here in our Mishnah. Now we're going to begin the second Mishnah in Masechta Zvachim. At the beginning of the Masechta, we learned that if a Zevach was Shechted Shlo Lishma, it's kosher, but just Lo Ol Bayim L'Chem Chova, the exceptions being Pesach and Chatos, where if it was Shlo Lishma, the carbon is possible. Our Mishnah that we're about to embark upon now is going to analyze the din of Pesach with regard to Yudalid B'Nisan. We know that the Zman HaKrovos HaPesach is on the 14th of Nisan, after Chatzos HaYom, that's called Bein Arbayim. What happens to the early part, the morning part of Yudalid B'Nisan? And here the Mishnah records a machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua and Ben Beser. Rabbi Yeshua says the following: HaPesach Sheshchato Shachris B'Arbasar Shelo Lishmo. What status does the Karban Pesach have in the early part, the first segment of the day, on the 14th of Nisan? Has the status of Shlomim. And with regard to Shlomim, we say Shelo Lishmo does not passel the Karban. Rabbi Yeshua Machshir Kilu Nishkat B'Shloshasar. Clearly, if a Korban Pesach was shechted on the 13th of Nisan, and it was shechted Shalom Lishmo, and now we're saying that the Zman HaPesach is way later on, a day later, then clearly it has the status of Shlomim, and therefore Shalom Lishmo is not possible. And the same thing applies, says Rabbi Yeshua, on Yudalid Shachris, because that's also like Yud Gimel for all intents and purposes. It's before the Zman of Shechitas HaKarban, and therefore it's considered Shlomim. And in Shlomim we say that Shalom Lishmo is kosher. Ben Becerra posel, Ben Becerra argues with Rabbi Yeshua, and he says that the morning of Yudalid is Kilu Nishchat Bein Arbayim. It's as if it was Shechted after Chatzos Hayom, and it's a Korban Pesach. And in Korban Pesach, if it's Shalom Lishmo, it's worthless. It's completely possible. Now, even though Ben Becerra certainly recognizes that the time period for Shechitas HaPesach is Bein Arbayim, the Torah says that explicitly, but somehow that period of time spreads to include, sort of to incorporate, the entire Yudalid Biyom, even in Shachris. The Gemara is going to analyze the Shita of Ben Becerra. But let's now finish the Mishnah. Omar Shimon Ben Azai, Mekubal ani mipi shivim ushnaim zaken. I don't know what he means by zaken. He should have said zakenim. And in fact, we're going to see in the Gemara itself why he mentions zaken and not zakenim, and what the number 72 signifies. Anyway, what did I receive from these, from this great body of zakenim? The Omo Shivu, it happened to be on that day, they established Rabbi Eliezer as the Rosh Hashiva, and the transmission of the Torah included Shekol HaZvachim HaNecholim Shenizbuk. Now when we say Necholim, this is coming to exclude a Korban Ola, and Shenizbuk Shalol Lishmak Sherim El Shalol Ola Bayam Shimchov Chutz Min HaPesach Umin HaChatos. In effect, Shimon Ben Azai is adding a third category of a Korban, where Shalol Lishmo apostles the Korban. We have Pesach and Chatos, now we're eating an Ola. Because the only Korbanos, he says, where Shalol Lishmo is still kosher, are those that are Necholim. V'lohosif Ben Azai Ela Ola. Ben Azai is coming to do one thing, to add Ola, which is an Eina Necholis, to that circle of Korbanos, where Shalom Lishmo apostles the Korban, namely Pesach and Chatos. For Lahodulo Chachomim, Chachom disagree with Ben Azai in the case of Ola, and Ola is like any other Zevach, and if we shecht in Shalom Lishmo, it's kosher. It's ain't Ola L'shem Chova, but it's kosher. And that's what we saw at the first Mishnah. We gave the example of Ola L'shem Shlomim, and the Korban Ola is still kosher. The Gemara now wants to analyze Ben Becerra. Om Rabbi Lazar, Om Rabbi Oshaya, please underline Rabbi Oshaya, because his name is going to come up over and over again in this sugya. Machshir hoye ben azai bepesach sheshchoto shachris barbos olishmo. That if the Pesach was shechted in the morning of Yudalid, it's kosher. We're going to see much later on that the Gemara is not going to accept this interpretation, Rabbi Oshaya's interpretation of Ben Becerra. But in any event, according to Rav Oshaya, Ben Becerra is predicated on the assumption that a Korban Pesach can be shechted in the morning of Yudalit. And why do Kuliyoma Zmanehu, the Zman of Pesach includes not just Bein Harbayim, meaning from Chatzos Hayom and on, but from the beginning of Yudalit. And it would be very interesting to wonder if there's a Shem Chometz that emerges in the morning. The Gemara has a Havamina that maybe Bir Chometz should take place early in the morning, and maybe Chometz is dependent upon the Shem Korban Pesach, and we're going to discuss the linkage between Chometz and Korban Pesach later on. But in any event, according to the interpretation here offered by Rabbi Oshaya in Ben Becerra, the entire day, including the morning, is the Zman of HaKrovas HaPesach, the din in Yudalit, not in Chatzos HaYom V'Elech. Now again, we're not saying that l'chatchila one should go ahead according to this opinion and shech the Korban Pesach in the morning, but it means that b'dieved the shechita is chal and the Pesach is kosher. Obviously, l'chatchila the Torah wants us to wait till chatzos hayom. In fact, as I mentioned earlier, there's a connection between chametz and Pesach. The Torah says lo tishchal al chametz dam zivchi, which means that as long as you're allowed to be Mekayim Chometz, you're not allowed to Shech the Korban Pesach. And the halacha is that you're allowed to be Mekayim Chometz until Chatzos Hayom. So that would indicate that there's no possibility of Shechting the Korban Pesach in the morning. Again, I was saying there is a possibility to do so, but it's only b'dieved. And the Gemara continues and says the following, Umay ke'ilu. Let's go back now to the Mishnah of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says that Shacharis on Arbasar is Ki'ilu Nishchat Bishloshasar. And Ben Becerra says that if it was Shechted in the morning of Yudal, it's Ki'ilu Nishchat Bein Harbayim. Well, what's this phrase, Ki'ilu Nishchat Bein Harbayim? In other words, according to Ben Becerra, you could check the Korban Pesach in the morning, Shacharis, and it's kosher, B'toras Pesach. So it means that the entire day is called Bein Arbayim. So what does it mean, Ki'ilu? It's as if it's Bein Arbayim. It is Bein Arbayim. It's Bein Arbayim. The way that we're interpreting the Pasuk of Bein Arbayim in Shechitas HaPesach, it means the entire day. And it's Man Shechitas HaPesach is from the morning. But the Ki'ilu sounds like really this man Shechitas HaPesach is Bein Arbayim. And the Gemara is going to develop this idea. So again, the Gemara right now is bothered by the Ki'ilu. So the Gemara answers Aydi, that really the word Ki'ilu is inappropriate. It's out of place. But Aydi, we have a principle of symmetry, I call it. The Omar, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua's Ki'ilu was very appropriate, and therefore to maintain that symmetry, the Sefer would reflect a mirror image of the Reish, and also employs the word Kilu, even though it can be omitted. Now let's look at the Reisha of Rabbi Yeshua, and he says Ki'ilu Nishchat B'Shloshasar, and the Gemara says Amar Iu Nami Ki'ilu. Ben Becerra also used the word, employs the Ki'ilu. Now, what's the Ki'ilu of Rabbi Yeshua? That's already a little bit more straightforward. And that means that there's no difference between the 13th of Nisan and the 14th in the morning. That's the point that Rabbi Yeshua wants to get across. That the 14th of morning is not Zman HaPesach. So for all intents and purposes, like Yud Gimel. Ihachi, the Gemara says, Adem Miflugi B'Shalo L'Shma, Liftigu B'Lishma. Why do we find a machlokas here between Rabbi Yeshua ben Becerra that's recorded at Mishnah, and sort of through the back door we're discussing a case of Shalom Lishma? First, why doesn't the Mishnah present a more basic machlokas that they're arguing about, you know, when can you be machshir a Korban Pesach through its Shechita? In other words, if the Shechita was done Shacharis L'Shem Pesach, is it a kosher Shechitas HaPesach? Do we take the mitzvah of Shechita and we apply to the entire day Yudalit? So why then do we find a machlokes here in our Mishnah about the Pesach being Nishchat Shelo Lishmo? Why not ask about Pesach Shenishchat Lishmo? If you're talking about Shacharis of Yudalit, first and foremost they're arguing about Lishmo, whether it has the Shem Pesach or not, as far as Hakrov, as far as Shechita. So the Gemara says that the Mishnah is deliberately avoiding Lishmo because of a possible misleading, a misunderstanding. If it could be Lishmo, had the Mishnah formulated the Machlokas in a case of Lishmo on the morning of Yudalit Hav Amina, I would have mistakenly thought that in the case of Lishmo, then they argue, but B'Shalo Lishmo, I would have limited the machlokas to lishmo, but maybe in the case of shelo lishmo, modi Rabbi Yeshua leben b'seira, Rabbi Yeshua would also admit that it's possible. Again, even though it's not the zman of Pesach, because lishmo in the morning would be possible according to Rabbi Yeshua, but I might think that even in Shalol Lishmo would be possible. In other words, there's still some vestige here of Zmana Pesach. There's no Akira, so to speak. There's no, we haven't yet gotten to the point where we are able to re-establish the identity of this carbon as a carbon shlom, hol miktsaso roi. This part of the day, meaning the second half of the day from Chatzos and on, is royal Pesach. Therefore, that whole day, it, to some extent, has a Shem Pesach. What do I mean has a Shem Pesach? It's not a kosher shechita in the morning, but insofar as the morning belongs to the day, it's still, we're almost up to the time of the Hakrovas HaPesach. We can't call it Shlomim. You know, it's the Halach of Akira only applies to a day which is Mufka from Pesach. And that would be Yud Gimel or later on in the month. So again, the day itself, including the morning, even according to Rabbi Yeshua in this Havamina, is Roy LePesach. And therefore there's no possibility of being Okirit and classifying as a Shlomim. So if it's still a Pesach, Shalol Lishma is going to passel it. Kamash Malah, and therefore the Mishnah wants to tell us that there's Machlokus in Shalol Lishma, and Rabbi Yeshua goes as far as to say that in the morning of Yudalit, it's Mamish like a Shlomim. And therefore, if he had a Shalol Lishma in mind, Shlomim Shalol Lishma is kosher. And therefore, Rabbi Yeshua argues with Ben Besen, he's machshir the carbon. Okay. So that's as far as the machlokes is concerned. Now, the Gemara asks the following kasha: how is it possible to say that according to Ben Beseira, Pesach could be kosher from shechted before Chatzos for Ksiv? The pasuk says the parashas Bova Shachtu, the Shachatu also called Kal Adasil Bein Ha Arbayim, and Bein Arbayim means from the middle of the day and on. So to say that you can shecht the carbon Pesach in the morning, when the Torah says explicitly that it has to be shechted Bein Arbayim, that's a Pella. Ben Beseira is really a Pella Vashita. And the reason why Bein Arbayim means the middle of the day is because Bein Arbayim means literally when the Shemesh, when the sun begins to tilt towards the west, towards setting. That's called the Areva Sayom. Bein Arbayim means Loshem the Areva Sayom. And Lila is already deep down in the west. And that's called Arevas Laila. Bein Arbayim means the time period between Arevas Yom and Arevas Laila. So again, if Arevas Yom means when the sun begins to tilt towards its setting, and Arevas Laila means when it's set, so clearly Bein Arbayim means this period of time between the first Arevas Yom and the Sof Arevas Yom, or the Arevas Laila, if you will. But anything before the Arevas Yom is not considered Bein Arbayim. Amar Ula Breid Ravi Loi, Bein Shnei Arbayim. The way that Ben Beseira understands the meaning of Bein Arbayim is Bein Shnei Arbayim, which means between the end of the night, that's the night before going into Yudalit, and the next Lila, from Lila to Lila. Bain means in the daytime period, so from Lila to Lila is 24 hours, which means from Leil Yudal to Leil Tesvav. And Bain, Shnei Harbayim, between those two nights, from one night to the other, is the day, is the 12 hours that start with daybreak. And that's what Bain Harbayim means. And the Gemara now is going to barrage this premise and prove from many different places in the Torah and many different mitzvahs that the Torah writes Bein Arbayim, and certainly it means from Chatzos Hayom and on. The first question is from Tomit. We have a Tomit Shel Bein Arbayim. The Gemara asks that a rhetorical question. Can you bring the Tomin Shel Bein Arbayim in the morning? We have a Tomin Shel Shachar in the morning, and then we have a Tomin Shel Bein Arbayim in the afternoon. So you see clearly that Bein Arbayim means from the middle of the day and on. So you bring the Tomin Shel Shachar up until the middle of the day, and the Tomin Shel Bein Arbayim after the middle of the day. So the Gemara answers, Hasam, there's a special reason in Tamid why we don't have the choice, the option of saying that you could bring the later Tamid in the morning. Midachsiv, since it says regarding Tamid Shel Shachar, Tisimba Midbar Chav Ches, it says Esa Keves Echad Taseba Boker. It means that the Tamid Shel Shachar is dedicated to Boker, or if you want to say it the other way around, Boker is dedicated to the first Keves, the first Tamid, Michlal, to Bein Arbayim, Bein Arbayim Mamish. Now we have to say Bein Arbayim means literally from the Arevas Hayom, which is midday and on, when the sun begins to tilt towards the west. And we have no choice, because you cannot possibly entertain the possibility that the Tomin Shel Bein Arbayim could be shechted in the morning, because the morning is dedicated to the Keves HaEchad, to the Tomin Shel Shachar. So the Gemara is still stubbornly refusing to accept that Ema perhaps Chad BaBoker Idach Kula Yoma. Maybe the morning period has an overlap of two Tmidim. In other words, the Tomin Shel Boker has to be brought during the Boker. There's no other choice. The Tomin Shel Bein Arbayim starts in the Boker, but continues until the evening. Which means that the Keves HaRishon is only Baboker until Chatzos, not beyond Chatzos, but the Keves HaSheni begins in the Boker, and it goes to the Erev, and you can have an overlap in one period of time. So the Gemara rejects this. Gemara says that if you read the Pasuk that says, it's Keves Echad Taseh Baboker, Echad Baboker. Why did the Torah emphasize Echad? To teach you that there's only one. Only one karbon of Tomin can be brought in the Boker. Velo Shnayim Baboker. So there's no overlap. So that forces us to interpret Bein Arbayim literally as Arevas Hayom, which is from Chatzosin on. But in the parish of Shchitas Karban Pesach, there Bein Arbayim lends itself, according to Ben Beser, to a broader time period, and the interpretation includes even the morning. Now the Gemara says the second kasha. What about Adlokas Neiros HaMenorah? In Neiros, the Ksiv, it also says, Baalos Aronis HaNeiros Bein HaArbayim. So what are you going to tell me? That Bein Arbayim includes the morning as well. Achinami the Kuliyoma Kosher. We never found that the Zman of Hadlokas HaNeiros would be kosher in the morning. So Gemara says, Shani Hossam, in Hadlokas HaMenorah, it's a little different. Dechsiv, it says, with regard to this mitzvah, Yaroch Oso Aaron Ubonov Me'erev Ad Boker. So whenever you see the word Erev, you know that we're talking about a time period past midday, when, as we said earlier, the sun tilts towards the west. Visanyo me'erev ad boker. Notice the Torah commanded us hadlokas aneres from erev. Is tain la midasa. Notice put enough oil, a volume of oil, into the menorah. Shetehe doleches v'oleches me'erev viad boker. That it should be able to light through the night. Give it enough oil that it should light through the night. So you see clearly that since the Torah went out of its way to write Erev, therefore we know that the Adloka has to be in the Erev. And furthermore, Dover Acher, you can take this pasuk and interpret it a little differently. Ein lecha avoda ksheira me'erev ad boker l'zu bilvad. The Torah wants to emphasize that of all the avodos, there's only one avoda which starts in the evening. All the other avodos, like, hakrovas hakorban in zvachim, kmitza in menachas, or haktoras haktoras, they all require day. But adlokas aneiros is by night. This is the latest avoda, really. It starts after all the avodos hayom complete themselves. After you terminate the yom, then you have the mitzvah hadlokas haneros. But hadloka has to be at the end of the day, erev time, and not kol yom kulo, and that we derive from the pasuk mei erev. In Pesach, it doesn't say mei erev, it says bein arbayim. Again, we're going to see that the Gemara is going to challenge that premise, but right now that's what we hold it. Now the Gemara asks question number three. About Akhtaris, Akhtaris, the Ksiv Ba, the Pasuk says, Ubalos Aaron es Haneros Bein Harbaim Yaktirenu Akhtaris Tomid. So the Akhtaris is Bein Harbaim. Is Hachinami, you're going to tell me that according to Yubi Ben Besera, is the Kuliyoma Kosher, the Bein Harbaim starts with the morning. And we know that Akhtaris, the Zman is Besofayom. So the Gemara is Shani Akhtaris. And here we turn to Daf Yud Beis Omer Aleph. The Iskash Neros. We have a hekesh between Ktores and Neros, Hadlokas HaNeros. In Hadlokas HaNeros, it says, Ubalos Aronis HaNeros Bein Harbaim Yaktirena. And we know that Bein Harbaim means from Erev, from the second half of the day, but not in the morning. And so too in Aktores HaKtores, we also have a Bein Harbayim, similar to that of Hadlokas Neros. So the equation here is between Ktores and Hadlokas HaNeros. So the Hekesh is here in the fact that both in Haktores HaKtores, where the Torah says, Bahalos Aaron es Haneros Bein Arbaim Yaktirenu Ktores Tamid. And of course, the Neros themselves, it says Bein Arbaim Yaktirenu. Both of them begin with Chatzos Hayom V'Elech. That's Haktores Haktores and Hadlokas Haneros. The Gemara says, but if you're basing yourself on the word Ba'erev, because in Hadlokas Haneros it says Mei Erev Ad Boker, Hosam Nami, there too in Karban Pesach it says Ksiv, and this apostle in Dvarim Tezayin it says Shom Tizbach Hasa Pesach Ba'erev. And that clearly indicates that the Bein Arbayim here means from Chatzos Hayom until Laila. So Gemara answers Ahu, that Erev that it says by Pesach Liyuchar Dovar Hudiyasa, meaning if let's say there's a choice between bringing the Tumid first or bringing the Karban Pesach first, Yehuchar tells me that the Pesach should be brought first. I'm sorry, that the Tumid should be brought first, right? Hudiyasa the Sanya Yehuchar Dovar. That means the Karban Pesach should be brought later. Shenemar bo bar erev, ubein harbayim, ledover shalonemar bo el ubein harbayim bilvad. So even though the Zman HaPesach, according to Ben Becerra, begins by in the morning, way before the time of the Talmud, which is only Michatzos Hayom, nevertheless, if they didn't bring the Karban Pesach until the time of the Talmud, they're going to bring the Talmud first, and then the Karban Pesach. So it's very odd, you know, when you would think that if A starts before B, it should always come before B. Well, he was saying that A starts before B, if you had brought it during that time period before B. But once B began, then B takes precedence, and you have to wait with A until after B. So I don't know if you understood what I just said. But what I meant to say was that even though the Karban Pesach begins earlier than the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim, but nevertheless, if the Pesach wasn't brought earlier, now it's the time for the Talmud, and the Pesach will have to be pushed off till after the Talmud. So the Gemara says that's counterintuitive. Umi ikam midi diushachet lemitzafra amrit zmanehu v'chimati bein arbayim amrit yuuchar dovar. It doesn't make any sense that you're telling me the Pesach really starts earlier, and you can shech the Karban Pesach in the Boker according to Ben Becerra. And that's the Zman of the Karban. And then you're telling me, but if they waited and for some reason they didn't bring the Karban Pesach until Bein Arbayim, then they have to push it off till after the Talmud, after all the Zman of the Pesach began before the Zman of the Talmud. And again, this is a little bit problematic in light of what we discussed earlier, that Ben Pesera doesn't advocate l'chatchila that we should shecht the Korban Pesach in the morning. But the Eved, you could shecht it in the morning. In any event, the Gemara says, I have a precedent. This principle, which sounds to you counterintuitive, is actually correct. That even though Pesach begins earlier, the Tumin should be brought before the Pesach, in the case of Liacher Chatzos. Where do we find such a logic? In the case of Mincha, meaning it's a holiday, or it's Shabbos, and you have to daven Musaf. The Kiddush Sayom generates Musaf. Then we have the normal, every day of the year, Tfilas Mincha. Now, he didn't bring the Musaf, I'm sorry, he didn't daven Musaf in the morning. It's already Mincha time. So what should we do in such a case? We have a statement here of Rabbi Yochanan. The Yom Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha, Rabbi Yochanan accepts the sheet of the Chachamim, that if now he has a choice between two tefillos, he's got Mincha and Musaf, is Mispal Shal Mincha, the Achakach Mispal Shal Musaf. Again, that same counterintuitive idea that even though Musaf began in the morning, but in the case where he delayed davening Musaf, and now it's Mincha time, he's going to daven Mincha first, and then he's going to delay and postpone his Musaf till later. So we see that this mechanism works, that even though A came before B, once you dilly-dallied and A now is clashing with B, once B is chal, B takes precedence, because that's the Iker Zmano. And in general, there may be different explanations as to why Mincha should be before Musaf, in the case where you didn't daven Musaf in the morning. Some would say that Mincha has the status of Tadir v'sheino Tadir, it's a daily, every day of the year, whereas Musaf is only. Others would say that Mincha comes first because it's in the Tchilas Zmana period. In other words, you've already delayed Musaf. Once you delay Musaf, you're a little bit of a poshea, you might as well delay it even further. But Mincha, take advantage of Mincha b'Zmana. Now the Gemara asks the following question. Bein arbayim d'chsiv gabi k'tores v'neros lomali. If we're telling us that in both the mitzvah of Neros and in the mitzvah of K'tores, the time is in the afternoon, why did the Torah bother saying and confusing us by saying Bein Arbayim, just say Ba'erev? There's a coin to Ben Becerra that the Mashmos, the meaning of Bein Arbayim, means the whole Yom, the whole day. So why do we have to, go around the ear and say, well, Bein Arbayim, and then say Ba'erev, so Ba'erev comes Lafuki, that we shouldn't misinterpret Bein Arbayim? Why not just leave out Bein Arbayim? Just write Ba'erev in the most clear way, so we don't confuse ourselves in thinking, as Ben Becerra would insist, that Bein Arbayim means the morning. So that would be a mistaken interpretation of Bein Arbayim. Just write Ba'erev and leave out Bein Arbayim. Why confuse us? The Ode. And again, these kashas are barrages on Rabbi Yoshua, because Rav Oshia was the one who interpreted Ben Becerra saying that you could bring the Korban Pesach in the morning. We're going to soon see that there's an alternative interpretation of Ben Becerra. And now the Gemara is asking from a Braisa. Rebbe, when there was this dialogue here and a sort of a clash between Rabbi Yeshua and Ben Becerra, Rebbe Tachas Ben Becerra Lediv Rabbi Yeshua. In other words, Rebbe came to defend Ben Becerra against Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says that Pesach, if it was shechted in the morning, has the same status as if it was shechted on Yud Gimel. It's not the Zman of Pesach. And now, the Rebbe puts forth the following tiny. He says, lo, you cannot equate Pesach on Yud Dalid to Pesach on Yud Gimel. Why? Lo, im amarta, in the case of Shlosh Asar, that's already completely mufka from a zman of Korban Pesach, and therefore it has a din of shlamim, and therefore shlo lishmo is kosher. And why is Yud Gimel clearly in that status? Because she'ein miktsaso roi, meaning there's no miktsas hayom on shlosh asrei that's roi lepesach. And therefore, the only possibility of being makriv such a korban would be as a shlamim, because Pesach shlo bizmano is nekar, and it becomes shlamim. Now, if you'll say that our basar should have the same status in the morning, no. Is Tomar, should you say the same logic in our basar, that on the 14th it's Nekar Leo Shlomim because it's not the Zman of Pesach, Miktsaso Roy. And this is a brand new svara, that the day is a unit, and even though, let's say, a certain chiyuv would be chal in a segment of that unit, but it has a widespread expansion over the entire, it spreads over the entire day, because the day is one unit. And therefore, since Mitzvah Sayom, meaning from Chatzos and on, is royal akrovus of Pesach, and this is Rebbe interpreting Ben Becerra, therefore, it's not fair to say that any part of that day, meaning the morning of that day, should be considered shlomit. If Mitzvah Hasheni Shel Hayom is royal of Pesach, then it's logical to assume that there's no akira to shlomim during that entire day. And even the Mitzvah Hayom HaRishon, the morning half of the day, is not considered, you know, it's not considered Eino royal of Pesach, which would make it into shlomim. So we have there a new approach, an alternative to Rav Oshia in the framework of Ben Becerra. Ben Becerra never meant to say that you can shech the carbon in the morning, the Pesach of the 14th, it's kosher, but he meant to say that since there's a din of Miktsas Hayom Roy, therefore, the, so to speak, the shame Pesach still exists even in the morning. And now the Gemara says, Vim Isa, if you can accept Rav Oshia, his understanding of Ben Becerra, that Pesach could be shechted for the sake of a Pesach on Yudalit Shacharis and his kosher, is Kuloi Roy Hu. You didn't have to call it Miktas Roy. It's Kuloi Roy. So the interpretation of Rebbe in explaining the reasoning of Ben Becerra, namely Miktas Roy, obviously contradicts that understanding of Rav Oshia. Now the Gemara brings Rav Yochanan and his explanation of Ben Becerra. Ella, Omar Rav Yochanan, Posel, Hoya Ben Becerra, Bepesach, Sheshchoto, Biarbos, or Shachris, Bein Lishmo, Bein Shalolishmo. In other words, we're gonna sort of like in Ben Becerra's term, we're gonna grab the rope from both ends. Ben Becerra is gonna admit that certainly the Zman of Pesach is Bein Arbaim from Chatzos and on. And you can't shech the Korban Pesach, the Kashrus HaLishmo, before Chatzos Yom. But nevertheless, Ben Becerra is going to go L'chumra and he's going to say that even if we shechted Kodem Chatzos HaLishmo, it's also possible, because again, it hasn't been Nekar from its status as a Pesach, it hasn't been established as a shlomim to apply the principle of shalom lishmo kosher. Hol miktsaso roy, since the second half of the day is royal of Pesach. So the din, you know, the din of Pesach of shlomim of which applies to shar yomos hashana, that means any day which is completely en roy. But on yudalid, we consider the time period of Yudalit, even in the morning, as if it was royal of Pesach. And therefore, we're not going to apply the din that would apply to Pesach, Shenishchat, B'shar Yomos HaShana, where Shalol Lishmo is kosher because it's a full-fledged Shlomim, but rather Pesach Shalol Lishmo Bizmano is going to be possible, because we always say that Shalol Lishmo passels of Pesach. And as far as that din is concerned, the Miktas Hayom Svara works, so that you're darned if you do and darned if you don't. Meaning, whatever you do, it's going to mess up the carbon completely, according to Ben Becerra. Whether you shecht it in the morning of Yudalid Lishmo, and that's certainly going to be a problem, because the Torah only allows you to shecht the Pesach Bein Arbayim, and even if you went ahead and you shechted Shalol Lishmo, it still has the din of Pesach Shalol Lishmo, even though it's not royal Pesach, but it's part of a day that's royal Pesach, that's called Hol Miktsaso Roy. And now the Gemara wants to know, according to Rabbi Yochanan in Ben Becerra, when should we magdish the Pesach? Megadef bar Rabbi Avo, the word Megadif is a very harsh word. It means he was wondering about it. Rabbi Avo was wondering about this statement of Rabbi Yochanan, Imkein Pesach Koshel Ben Besereich Mishkaches Lo. How could you ever come up with a Pesach that's Koshel Akrova? We have Halacha, and this is tradition that's transmitted clearly, that any Karbon that was Nidcha Me'akrova, it was excluded or rejected from Akrova for whatever reason, is Eino Chozel Ekshero Liolam. It cannot be brought back to its Hechsher, even if the original reason why it was possible is removed. And the Gemara in Yuma and Daf Samach Dalet brings sources for this din, for this principle. In the case of Psulei Bali Mum, Lemizbeach, and Vayikra Chav Beis, Mashchasim Ve Mumba, Lo Yiratsu, and that's talking about a Mum over, Dafka, as long as the Mum is there, it's possible. And then it says, Ubahem, Ki Mashchasim Bahem, comes to exclude that they are ksherim liachar sha'over mumam, but any other dichui is once it's rejected, it's nifsal, even if the reason for its psul, the sivas ha-psul, was removed, it still remains nidche, hol v'nidche nidche. So that's the sugi yuma, which the Gemara here is applying as an attack against Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation of Ben Becerra. Because e the afreshei ha'idna, if he was magdish the Pesach on Yudalit in the morning, dichui mei karahu. Already at the time of Tchilas Hekdesho, it's not royal akrava, because he cannot be makrivit neither as a Pesach nor as shlamim. It means, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what we have here is a dichui meikara. And idi afreshe meyesmol, if you'll tell me, well, let him be mafreshit yesterday as a Pesach, is nirev nidchahu. In other words, the Tchilas Hekdesha was on Yom Yud Gimel. That's when it was royal hakriva, at least betar shlamin. And only on Yud Dalet, the next morning, Shachris time, I mean, well, actually, Ben Arbayim time, it becomes Roy, but now we have in the middle, between Yud Gimel and Yud Dal, Ben Arbayim, we have Shachris, and it's Nidcha Me'akrova. On Shachris, you can't be Makrovit. So that's something that was Roy Lakrova, and then it was Nidcha. Now we have a principle that once it was Roy, and then it was Nidcha, is Shuvei Nechoz Elios Nira Liola. Hol V'Nidcha Nidcha. So therefore, the Gemara suggests in the name of Rabbi Yavo an alternative answer to explain the Shita of Ben Becerra according to Rabbi Yochanan, a different twist. Elo Am Rabbi Yavo, Tehei Li'achar Chatzos. The most logical thing to do is to be Mafrish the Korban Pesach after Chatzos Yom on Yudalit, and then it's Tchilas Hekdesha when it's royally Likarev, and it's Koshal Akrova. Abai Omar, Afilu Tema Mitzafra. I can still defend the position of Rabbi Yochanan, even if I allow the Hakdosh of the Korban Pesach to be in the morning. And if I'm going to say that you can be Magdish the Pesach in the morning of Yudalit, you might ask me, so let it be possible Bishum Nidche, becomes Nidche Me'akrova. And he says the answer, Ein Mechusar Zman Lebo Bayom. A carbon is not considered mechusar zman, and in order to generate, if it's mechusar zman, it's not considered dichui, if it'll be royal ahakriv on that same day. So since on this very day, liachar chatzos, on Yudal the Pesach is royal akrova, it's considered roy already in the beginning of the day, it's not called dichui. Rav Papa Amar Afilu Tema Meorta. Even if you want to accept that he was Magdishit on the night of Yudalit, there's no Dichui at that time. Why Laila? The Laila before the Yom of Hakrova is Ein Mechusar Zman. It's not called Dichui. It's not called Mechusar Zman. You're already in the day, so to speak, from the night. Even though before you can only be Makrovit tomorrow, meaning at Chatzos Hayom, but it's already considered Nechshav Roy from that Sha'a from the night before. And it's not considered Dochui. And how do we know such a thing, says Rav Papa Detani? We have a Braisa Debei Rabbi Yishmael with regard to a Vlad Behema, B'Leil Shmini, on the night going into the eighth day after its birth, Nichnas Ladir Lis Aser. You can take this Vlad and allow it to be in the deer. When we count off Maisa Behema, we go 1, 2, 3. Even though it's only Royal Akrova as Maisa Behema in the morning, but nevertheless, it's considered Mechusar Zman. In other words, we're only waiting until the morning. And that's why it cannot be brought as a carbon Maiser. But already Leil Shmini, it's already considered in the Parsha, it's within the day in which it can be Nikrav B'Toras Masis. It's not called Mechusas Zman, and there's no Dichui. And the Gemara now brings a source for this din. Why is Laila not considered Mechusas Zman? It's not Dochui, Kidrabi Aftoriki. The Rabbi Aftoriki Rami, he had a kash of a steer and two psukim as far as what's considered yom that's roy lakrova. Ksiv in Perek Chav Beis of Ayikrit says Shar O Kesef O Es Ki Volet Vahoya Shivas Yomim Tachas Imo. Apparently Shivas Yom includes even the Laila HaLaila Chazi. Forget about what I said, the Yom includes Laila. What we're saying is Shivas Yom, it's Tachas Imo, it's not Roy. But if you go into the night after Shivas Yomim, which is Leil Shmini, it's considered Roy Lakrova. That's the implication. But yet the rest of the Pasuk gives us a different impression. It says, Mi Yom HaShmini V'Holo Yeiratza. It's Yom HaShmini. It's only from the day of the eighth day. Ha Laila Lochazi. It's not considered Roy Lakrova until we get to the day. Okay, so how do we reconcile this stira? And the answer is Laila Likdusha V'Yom Lahartza. We have a principle that goes as follows, that Laila is already considered Roy Lakdisha L'Mizbeach. And there won't be a psul of Nidcha, but Yom is when it's Roy Lahartza, meaning Lakrova B'Poel. So even though we're not allowed to be Magdish a behemoth that's not Roy Lakrova, you could be Magdish in Leil Shmini L'Leidasa, because since in the very next morning it's Roy Lakrova, the Laila going into that morning is already considered Ru'uya Lakdasha. Why? Because the Laila is not considered Mechusar Zman. Now, as far as Dichui B'Karbonos, the Gemara is going to get into that now. We're going to stop here. So we're up to Daf Yud Beis Amid Aleph Amale Rabbi Zera, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines up from the bottom of Yud Beis Amid Aleph.